Oh my god, I think I'm gonna fall asleep. This movie is so boring. Hi, my name is Arjun Patel on Advice with Arjun, and today I will be talking about some of the worst rated movies ever released. I will also be getting second opinions from guests, and we will be talking about the worst movies we think should be some of the worst of all time. The famous Rotten Tomatoes movie rating started on August 12, 1998. The name Rotten Tomatoes was derived from audiences throwing tomatoes on stage after a bad performance. Their scale is from 0 to 100%, 0 being the worst and 100 being the best. When at least 60% of reviews for a movie or TV show are positive, a red tomato is displayed to indicate its fresh status. When less than 60% of reviews for a movie or TV show are positive, a green splat is displayed to indicate its rotten status. Now that you know how movies are rated, we will talk about some of the worst rated movies ever released. One movie, Jaws, The Revenge, has 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. This movie was made in 1987, in less than 9 months. Rushed. Following the other two classic Jaws movies, this movie disappointed the public and eventually was named one of the few movies to have 0% on Rotten Tomatoes from 34 critics. Another movie, The Emoji Movie, is a computer-animated comedy film about, well, you guessed it, emojis. After 38th Golden Raspberry Awards, it won in 4 categories: Worst Picture, Worst Director, Worst Screen Combo, and Worst Screenplay, making it the first animated film to receive nominate and win in any of these categories. On Rotten Tomatoes, it got a 7% from many 130 critic reviews. What do you think the worst movie of all time should be?
I don't really know about the worst movie, but definitely one of my least favorite movies is The Phantom Menace. It's because, even though I kind of like the action in it, the plot was very, very bad, and the character Jar Jar Binks just was horrible. It wasn't funny, wasn't good or anything. It was just a bad movie.
From my experience, my least favorite movie was Solo, which was released in 2018, because it didn't keep my attention and the plot was really bad. Also, the movie was really boring and I felt like it was too long.
Well, that is all for today, folks. Talking about our worst rated movies and what we thought should also be in that category. What movies do you think should be also be rated worst of all time? Thank you for listening, and to our guest speakers for taking the time to talk with us. All music in this podcast is courtesy of Sounds Abound. I'll see you next time on Advice with Arjun.